In front of you is an old battle shield once used by the Trobriand Islanders of southeastern Papua New Guinea, which the museum bought from an English dealer in 1904. Already more than 50 years ago, anthropologists wondered what meaning the conspicuous ornamentation of these shields might have. One interpretation was that the pattern showed a sexually related figural representation. Another was that the shield depicted a flying witch, a fearsome mythical being with magical powers that would terrify an enemy. Both of these interpretations were completely speculative and, as it turned out, wrong. Not until the evaluation of previously unpublished notes made by the anthropologist Bronislaw Malinowski, who conducted research in the region around the time of the First World War, and a series of interviews with Trobriand Paramount Chief Pulayasi in 2005 and 2006, was its real meaning understood. The eye-catching, minutely detailed decoration was never intended to be a single, comprehensive design. Rather, it is a collection of individual motifs, all of which bear some, mostly symbolic, relation to war. The tendency to see an overall motif in the pattern apparently is due to European habits of perception and interpretation.
These shields were used in battle by the Trobriand Islanders until the late 19th century, when the British colonial government of the time gradually suppressed local warfare. Only a handful of shields actually used in battle feature such painted ornamentation. Their bearers were prime targets for the spears of their opponents. Killing, or even just wounding such a warrior, was an act of great distinction. As a result, only the bravest would challenge fate and put themselves so conspicuously at risk. Most shields were unadorned or simply painted black, though painted shields are more common in museum collections today due precisely to their elaborate decoration.